And joining me in the KRVS studios this afternoon are Carly Alm-Labar, who is assistant to the city parish president, and Kevin Blanchard, who's the chief development officer for the parish, here to talk about the Lafayette Comprehensive Plan and their presentation of the plan to the Planning Commission. And this must feel like an amazing culmination of 2 years' work, at least, on the Lafayette Comprehensive Plan. Both of you have worked so hard, along with countless other people, and of course the entire community who participated in the town hall meetings and the charrettes and everything that you all presented in order to have their input. So where do you want to start off talking? This is a big moment to be presenting it towards the planning, to the Planning Commission. Maybe describe what we have here in this plan. For those people who haven't perhaps seen it online, they haven't read it, what do we have here?
What we've got is a series of action items and steps that are going to help push us in a certain direction as a city parish over the next 20 years. And the general thrust of, amongst a lot of or all of those action items are that, we need to be smarter, do a better job with our resources, have a more sort of sustainable model in our parish when it comes to how we spend money, how we spend tax dollars, how we invest in our infrastructure. And then the second part is, while we're making those decisions, we should be doing it in a way that improves our quality of life, you know, that builds a better city and a better parish, not just for our own sake. I mean, it should be great just to, you know, live in a better place, right? But it's also about competition, you know, with other cities in the country that, you know, we've got to keep up and we've got to provide those sorts of amenities that folks have come to expect so that we can continue to be, you know, one of the best places to live and work in the country.
And it also sounds cliche, but for children and grandchildren who in, you know, 50 years won't be going, what were they thinking?
Exactly.
Why didn't they do anything about this? Well, this plan, again, is the culmination of a lot of thought on your part and, of course, the input of people in the community. What has been the response so far that you've heard from people who participated in the process to what they're seeing now?
Well, it's been great so far. I mean, we've been very lucky. I don't know that we've done the totals on our participation counts, but we are definitely in the thousands and thousands of touch points with citizens, and folks have come out. And really over the last, I would say, 4 or 5 months, we've seen the momentum build. You know, we had a great Plan Lafayette week in February where we had folks come out and we had different institutions in town rally around different action items in the comprehensive plan that they want to see. And I think, you know, one of the things that was so important about that is you take planning can be so abstract and so not easy for people to grasp or see the changes in their life. And we've really tried to personalize elements of the plan and get partners to say, hey, I want to work on that action item. That action item is important. It fits with my core mission as an agency or who I am as a person, and I want to work on that. And then we've, you know, over the last 3 months or so, we've just done a lot of little things to make sure that the plan is out there and available to the public. You know, I think later we're going to talk about last weekend's Better Block, which is a demonstration of complete streets. You know, and really just trying to make sure that people are aware of what's in the plan, and by and large, the response has been really positive.
And Kevin, what happens here? Many people are not really familiar with the Planning Commission and really their part in all of this. You have to present this plan to the Planning Commission. What is that play there? What goes on?
On June 10th, which is next Tuesday, we'll go to the Planning Commission. They've had an opportunity to see the plan. It's about a 210-page document. But they've had an opportunity to look through it, and importantly, you know, that's the body in our parish that's been set up to look at how development happens and what sort of, you know, enforcement of those rules take place. And so a lot of what the comprehensive plan deals with are those land use decisions. And so it's not only makes sense to have that group do it, it's actually state law that the Planning Commission is in charge of the plan. We'll go to the council in July to ask them for a resolution of support and endorsement. And of course, a lot of the action items that are recommended in the comprehensive plan are things that the council is going to have ownership of, and we'll work with them in that process.
So what will the Planning Commission, what is their main interest in approving, in accepting this plan? What are they tasked with? I mean, they're not just rubber stamping this. I mean, it's,
right, right. No, they're, you know, because they have a hand in all of the development decisions that happen in Lafayette, a lot of our commissioners have sort of seen firsthand these issues, and they know that our current rules, you know, set up a certain pattern of growth that isn't always the most efficient way to do things. And so a lot of – in fact, some of our planning commissioners were members of the LINC group that met a couple decades ago. That work started where they sort of did some of this initial work in the comp plan to try to figure out some of these decisions. You know, we hope that people are able to show up on the 10th. We're going to have a presentation. We're going to show folks, like, you know, what they can expect. But I want to just say one more thing, that what's important about this process is we're not just adopting a plan and kind of walking away. Obviously, we're going to work on implementation, but also part of the plan is that we're going to have an annual review, and we're going to have sort of a chance for us to hold ourselves accountable year in and year out, show folks here's what we're doing, here's what we're not. And every 5 years, there will be an automatic review of the plan, you know, because you don't do a 20-year plan and then stop. You're always looking 20 years ahead, always trying to, you know, think about where we're headed, what's working and what's not.
And theory and plan sometimes doesn't work out exactly as you had thought it would, and you need to assess that.
I like to say that it's less about having a plan than becoming a community that plans.
Right. Well, without going into the entire plan with all of the points, as Chief Development Officer, what are you most excited about implementing? What do you think will make immediately some of the biggest differences in our community?
Okay, there's a lot that I'm excited about, but I've really got to talk about the event we had last Saturday on Bertrand Drive. It was the Better Block. And that's a demonstration project to show people how we can build our public infrastructure in a way that serves everybody, not just cars, but people and bikes and businesses. And so we took Bertrand Drive, the spur from the horse farm to UL, down to two lanes, you know, and we used all that extra room for bike paths and for, you know, fake sidewalks, because there aren't sidewalks on Bertrand Drive right now. And we put street trees out, and what was just kind of beautiful about the day was that we're able to take a road that's, you know, normally a four-lane, 50 miles per hour state highway and turn it into a pedestrian environment.
Right. You never see a person on it.
Exactly, unless they're lost or desperate. And so, you know, we were able to, you know, I remarked, like, I was actually people watching, you know, on Bertrand Drive, like just watching the people, you know, and in an environment where people felt safe to have their children out and to cross the street. And so what's exciting about that, again, not just in a vacuum that that's a better place, but there's now this huge opportunity that if we can make this happen, and not just in Bertrand, but in other areas of our town that are in need of some redevelopment, that businesses are excited about that too. And they understand that there's an opportunity for redevelopment. And I hope that one day soon we'll have a new entertainment district between the horse farm and UL. And that the new Lafayette Saturday tradition is you go to the farmer's market in the morning, you have lunch somewhere on Bertrand in the afternoon, and then you go to a Cajuns game that afternoon or night, and all without getting in your car, you know, and it'll feel right.
And I think I've heard several remarks from people who attended, and that was their comment as well, that there are so few places in the community where you can actually do that, and where there's someplace to go from one spot to another on foot, by bike. Everything is in the car, which you have to account for as well. So those kinds of immediate changes you're talking about that everybody can participate in and enjoy, this, you're not just talking about rules and regulations that will help businesses or transform traffic.
Right.
You're talking about people's lives and the quality of people's lives.
Absolutely. I mean, it's not that difficult to add value to a place when you consider everybody that's involved in the equation, you know, and if we can do things like road projects and keep everyone in mind, that's not just, you know, good for traffic or good for bikes. It's good for the whole quality of place.
So how does this proceed? You obviously can't impose better blocks on everyone. You can't just impose that idea. And by this activity last weekend, you hope to encourage people. But what in the plan actually does inspire that and help make these kinds of things possible in the community?
What we're doing as part of the plan is to recognize that we can prioritize our capital projects as a government and take into account more than just traffic counts. You know, and so and that's difficult to do until you demonstrated the value of what we're talking about. And so we're going to be working. In fact, I have a meeting tomorrow on how we can do something permanent on Bertrand because we've demonstrated the value there. But I can tell you there's another group out there, and I don't want to steal their thunder. I'll let them do their own announcement. But they've organized a better block in their neighborhood, and they're ready to do that
this summer.
Okay,
I want one too.
and eventually when people see the value there, then that becomes part of the system, and that becomes things that can get included and that get funded, and that it just becomes the way we do things. And we'll look back and go, why did we ever do it any other way?
You know? So part of the plan is just inspiring and giving example and then making it easy for those changes to happen.
And I think, too, going back specifically to the Better Block example, one of the recommendations in there is to consider a complete streets policy, which is streets for all users. We're not taking away the ability for a car to use it efficiently, but we also want, you know, bikes and peds to use it as well. And so projects like Better Block help to make people realize that a complete streets policy might be viable in our community, that it isn't just a theoretical thing out there that, look, we took over Bertrand for a day, we made it a complete street, and it worked. And so it builds awareness, again, taking the theoretical nature of planning and kind of putting it on the ground and saying, look, this is what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm. So a comprehensive street plan within the comprehensive plan, taking into account all citizens, as you say, and not just certain ones like cars and businesses, but everybody participating in so many different ways. And in fact, some ways that maybe we hadn't considered before, mm-hmm. but that so many others have observed in different towns and communities have really worked to strengthen community. And I know you all have been good about that, bringing in speakers and people to discuss what they've done in other places. I think the Better Block creator came and spoke here in Lafayette. So the Better Block and being comprehensive about how we use our streets, you're very excited about. Is there another element that you're really looking forward to getting into?
Well, I'd hate to bore anybody here. But
that's what I was just about to say. It's probably a policy thing.
Right. Maybe Carly might have something.
I think a couple of the things, I think the boring thing you were maybe going to get into, which I think is important for us to talk about, is the Unified Development Code. And I'll let you handle that one. But I think also looking at some of if you remember back when we spoke a little while ago, we talked about the four big ideas. And one of them was re-envisioning natural resources. And we see a lot of momentum in the community from a lot of different groups, whether it's the Chamber of Commerce, LEDA, the Bayou-Vermilion Preservation Association. There's a lot of groups in the community that are really concerned about Lafayette's image, I guess you could say, and the image we present to outsiders and to ourselves. And so we see a lot of that activity coalescing around some beautification initiatives that are recommended in the comprehensive plan. And we're really excited to coordinate those efforts and use the comprehensive plan as a springboard. And that'll probably, we're working on putting together a plan right now for that. And that'll probably be launched sometime this summer. And that's really exciting because one of the things that whenever anybody brings anything beautification related to me, one of the things I say to them very quickly is, you think you're the only person that cares about this issue. And you would be surprised. I probably meet with someone on a daily basis that wants to beautify our community. And so we're excited to sort of share with the public that they're not the only ones that care and how can they plug in and be a part of making a more attractive place.
And that this is very much a part of the comprehensive
plan.
Right.
If you are just tuning in, my guests are Kevin Blanchard, Chief Development Officer for the City Parish, Carly Almlabar, who's Assistant to the City Parish President, here talking about the Lafayette Comprehensive Plan. They are presenting it to the Planning Commission next week on the 10th, and everyone is invited to attend. Where will that take place?
It's going to be at the Clifton Chenier Center off of Willow in the big auditorium.
Okay. Now, you mentioned that it's kind of boring, the Unified Code, but what it will allow to happen in many ways fits along with this beautification idea and making a place very different and more efficient.
Yeah, I mean, the general idea is we look the way we do because we've got development rules in place that require us to do it that way. You know, how far back the building is from the road and where you put the parking, that whole bit. And so what we're hoping to accomplish in the Unified Development Code is to change those little boring minutia rules to end up with a place that is more functional and that allows us to have more walkable communities. And you know, the example I like to tell people is we all see the value in a place like River Ranch, you know, and obviously the market has seen the value in a place like River Ranch. But River Ranch didn't, you know, come up with some special formula. It's just the way we used to build towns. And so River Ranch shouldn't be the exception. You know, we should be able to build like that by right and not have to go through a bunch of hoops to do that. We should be able to do that as a matter of right. So that's kind of where the UDC brings us, and you know, it involves a lot of big decisions when it comes to developers because it kind of changes the business model around here. But I think that long term, that's going to have the biggest impact on what sort of place we leave to our kids and grandkids.
And we'll make possible the beautification that Carly's talking about and just that comprehensive use that you're talking about as well, with pedestrians and cyclists and sidewalk cafes and everything we think of when we think of a beautiful community. So that's the comprehensive plan that we're mentioning here. It is online if you would like to read it. How do people find that, Carly?
There's two easy ways. One, planlafayette.com will link you to it, or you can go to the LCG page. LafayetteLA.gov/comprehensive plan. Either one will get you there.
So if you haven't read it yet, you can go there. You can also attend on the 10th and be there when they do present it towards the to the Planning Commission. Will there be a lot of discussion going on there? Will people get to learn more about?
Yeah, I hope so. Okay. I hope we have a nice big turnout.
All right, and people will be able to ask questions.
Absolutely.
That night.
It's going to be a raucous public hearing.
All right. How many seats are available there?
We have
over 100,
yeah.
Maybe?
Okay, so maybe get there early. What
get
time?
Get there early. 5:30.
5:30. Okay, so maybe get there a little around 5 o'clock and make sure that you get a seat or you can stand and be a part of this wonderful, raucous planning that will take us into the future and create beautiful streets and parks and everything that people have said that they want over the past couple years, the thousands and thousands of people who have contributed to the Lafayette Comprehensive Plan. Well, thank you both for your part in it. And keeping us up on what's going on and making it possible for us all to participate. Again, Kevin Blanchard, Chief Development Officer for the parish, Carly Almlabar, Assistant to the City Parish President. We're talking about the Lafayette Comprehensive Plan. It will be presented to the Planning Commission next week on the 10th. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Thanks.